Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in today for Brian Ibbett, keeping his seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. Today, we're talking to Monica. Here we go! Monica was guest number 2 to be eliminated from America's Next Top Podcaster. We talk about what it meant to her to have the validation that she could do something like this from some of the people that she looks up to most. And then she also shares some of the ways that she's been handling her social anxiety and fear of public speaking. Here's my conversation with Monica. Hello, Monica. Thank you for being on the program today. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. What have you been up to since this whole thing has ended?
Oh, wow. I mean, like, it's been such a long time since the end of the show. So, I've been guest hosting on some different shows recently. And so that's been like a great experience. Like, I've gotten some exposure from the show, and some of the followers that I already had, they kind of like banded behind me and in support.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it was very, very sweet. They were all like real disappointed when I got, you know, ejected from the show.
Oh, I remember the tadpole went in like revolt. They were like, "Wicked kitten, what?" And like everybody started revolting. There were pitchforks and torches in the tadpole.
Threatening Brian's life. Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, that's, you know, typical stuff that happens in the tadpole, right? I heard that you were on, what is it, Gamer Grills recently?
Geek Grills.
I'm sorry. And I know Jen, so like I should smack myself in the face for that. We're in the Overpants tournament together coming up. So shout out to Jen. Yeah. So that's super cool. I think that you are one of the people that is a natural at this, whether you think it or not. I know that you're sitting here like, "Alex, no, I am shy. I've got this, like, I can't speak on the microphone thing that you always talk about," yet here you are. What do you say to that?
I like that you're speaking for me. This makes this interview so much easier.
No, because if I didn't say that, you would sit here and be like, "Oh, I can't do this." Just like you have been on this show.
Shucks.
But you have really good talent, and I can't wait to see more of what you do. You know, and that's something that was talked a little bit about when you were eliminated. And Nicole even brought it up. You have sort of a social anxiety around public speaking. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm a very introverted person. I keep to myself in real life. It takes a long time to warm up to people for me. So, that's kind of what I like about podcasts, because I'm obviously an avid listener to podcasts, because I get to have kind of that connection with somebody, you know, talking in my ear, and I get to know them, but it's not necessarily in a, you know, face-to-face, one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you have been listening to Frog Pants for how long?
Let's see, 2012?
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. Scott's grown up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to know a lot of those folks. You're a moderator for them. You have been a big part of the community. What was it? Why was it so important for you to be a part of this community?
I had never listened to a podcast before I started listening to TMS. And when I first started listening, I came into the chat room and I was welcomed. And I couldn't even like write too much. And that's how shy I was at that point, because I didn't want to, like, you know, it's the internet, it's scary. So, you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and it just made me feel so comfortable. So I, you know, I kept coming back, and the show was funny and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, one day I actually even tried to call in to talk to Scott and Brian, and somewhere in one of the old episodes, there is a phone call of someone calling in and never speaking, and Scott going, "Oh, well, I guess we scared them off." And that's me.
Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, I was just too, I was scared. Like, I was like, oh, I want to talk to them. And then I heard his voice, like, for real, instead of, like, being over the you know, the earphones or whatever, the speakers. And it was like, oh my God, he's talking to me. So I eventually did call back and was able to talk. And that's what started, like, a kind of a, they knew who I was.
So you were the person where it's like, okay, it's Monica. Let's give her 3 seconds and then she'll start talking. Or did you work up the courage?
I called in for one of Daryl's segments. So okay. I called in and, you know, I was going by, I have a nickname, Nika, which is like the last part of my name. And, you know, Scott kept saying my name wrong because it's Scott. So he kept saying the wrong name. And he's like, oh, that's a nice name. And I'm like, yeah, it's short for Monica. And he was just like, oh my God, I love the name Monica. And then he goes on and he tells this story about this girl named Monica and this whole thing about Monica. And it just became like an inside joke, basically.
I feel like I heard this episode.
Yeah.
and this was on TMS.
Yes. Which is why Brian will make the restraining order jokes, because Scott was just hilarious.
Yeah, this actually sounds very, very familiar. Well, no, you're a great beacon within the community. You are always sort of a beacon of positivity and love your energy and everything. So, you know, when I heard you saying, you know, yeah, you know, I get a little nervous in front of the microphone, and I'm like, dude, if there's anybody that has the courage to speak in this community, it's you. Yet, you know, you have some anxiety about this whole podcasting thing. What sort of ways are you addressing that in your desire to create your own podcasts?
So I started a few, probably like a couple years ago, I teamed up with like three other Frog Panthers to start streaming some games. So it wasn't like directly me streaming, but it was, you know, so it was the four of us. So it made me feel comfortable. And eventually when we broke up, I started streaming on my own. I know that's not podcasting, but I was, you know, I'm on camera, I'm on microphone, and it was kind of something to help me, you know, get used to talking more and being able to get, I don't know, develop that kind of ability.
Sure.
So that's how I started out. And I happened to make, because I went to Nerdtacular 2015, I made a bunch of friends, and they happen to be podcasters. So I have a large group of podcaster friends, and that's how I ended up doing like my first guesting on my first podcast.
And so what podcast have you guested on at this point?
I guested on the Epic Fail podcast. It's a Blizzard news podcast. That was very scary, like, because just like my first time being thrown on there, and it's, you know, it's done live. It's that kind of podcast. So it's on Twitch. And
gotcha.
It was very, very nerve wracking. I did that a few times, and I kind of gained a rapport with the, you know, with the people on the show. And so the next thing that I was able to do is a more not live, but recorded podcast. This show called the Lagging Balls podcast. They're also a Blizzard news podcast. And well,
man, you like yourself some Blizzard games.
Oh,
and I'm right there with
you. Yeah, I don't know if I should go into this tangent, but I love
Blizzard. Oh, it's fine. Go ahead.
I love Blizzard.
Why do you like Blizzard so much? I'm actually very curious about this because I want to see how much it aligns with my love for it.
Well, let's see. I played video games when I was younger, but there's a huge stretch of time where I didn't play games at all. And 2015, I went to Nerdtacular, and I made a bunch of podcaster friends, and all these podcaster friends had Blizzard in common. I got to watch a live panel of The Angry Chicken. I downloaded the game immediately on my phone, and I still play it to this day. I was even just on I just did a Hearthstone podcast called Hearth Casual. And
that seems like that's my sort. Like, I like Hearthstone a lot, but I find it intimidating to get into with all the meta.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
I feel like that's Yeah, I feel like that would be a good show for me.
So there's that, and I got to see a live panel of the instance. So I got to see World of Warcraft like firsthand. I'd never really seen it before, and I mean,
is that how you came into knowing Scott, or did you listen to TMS first?
Oh, I listened to TMS first. Yeah. I was listening since 2012, and I was finally able to make it to a Nerdtacular 2015. And then, so, you know, I fell in love with it there. And this dude was there. His name was Chris Metzen. And I actually got to meet him.
Oh, yeah, some guy.
Yeah, I got to meet him. I didn't know who he was, mind you. So, like, right now I'm kind of, like, kicking myself that I didn't
to be, like... Oh, my God, Monica.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I was just kind of like, hey, how you doing? So, you know. But it was still, you know, looking back, I still have that experience, you know. But I went home immediately from that convention, and I've got a new computer. I downloaded World of Warcraft, and I played it for a while. And then I found Heroes of the Storm, and I absolutely fell in love with Heroes of the Storm. Like, that's been my game for, well, since 2015. So
good for you. I need to get back into Heroes of the Storm. I love that game. I just never had anybody to play with. And now I might need to play with you at some point, because I feel like those sort of games are much better if you find people who play it as well.
Exactly. So, and since then, since I made all those friends, I started going to BlizzCon. So I've been to every BlizzCon since then. Mm-hmm. And, that's the funny thing. You talk about the anxiety, and that's the thing. I went to Nerdtacular, and my friend had to basically be like, hey, this is Monica, and introduce me to Scott. And, you know, like, I still remember the first thing Scott ever said to me. And that was, "Aw, you seem so sweet. Can I just give you a hug?" And I was like so terrified to even say anything. I could barely talk to him. And, you know, but that was then. And never got a picture with him until I think it was BlizzCon 2016. That's how long it took me to get the nerve to get a picture.
Well, and here you are. You had an opportunity. And I mean, you still do. You're still part of the community. But you were able to work really closely with people like Scott, Nicole, Jury, Brian Hammond, Tom, like all these people that have been part of America's Next Top Podcaster. What was that like for you to receive that news, to be seen as somebody who has the potential to be with all these people talking about podcasts?
I mean, like, the word validation comes to mind. Thinking, you know, because I applied because it's one of those things where when you're someone like me with the anxiety, you don't try things. You don't go and do the thing because you're afraid, you know, you might be afraid you're going to fail, but you might even be afraid you're going to succeed. And, you know, I did it. I applied. I didn't have my own show or anything like that. And I got in, and I was so surprised. But I think I was even more surprised when, like, I got to hear all of you guys and, like, the level of talent that was in the pool. Like, it was just, really? I'm still here? Like, what? I know I went home early, but still, like, it was an honor, really.
No, you did. Yeah. And when I've listened to you, I've said, you know, she's somebody that has the potential. Like, I really do think that. And have you taken Nicole up on her offer? You know, if you remember back when you were eliminated, she said, hey, I want you to reach out to me to talk about this, you know, anxiety that you have around public speaking. Have you done any of that?
You know, ironically, I haven't, because I've been like, it's a weird thing. You get this thing in your mind that even though somebody says something, like, to, like, you just don't want to, I guess you don't want to bother them or something. I had planned to eventually take her up on it, but, you know, anxiety takes over every now and then.
Hey, you got to do it. You got to do it. What a great opportunity.
Yeah. I felt like maybe when I got closer to having a plan of attack, you know, a podcast that I was going to go forward with, that would be another point when I would talk to her.
Yep. It's always an iterative process. I mean, that's my perspective on it. So, you know, you don't want to sit there with analysis paralysis, as they say. and like be like, oh, I'm not going to do this thing because it's not quite there yet. You just sometimes have to take the leap. That's been my experience. I used to sit there and just think like, is it really the right? And then, you know, something either in my brain or my wife would kick me in the butt and just be like, do it.
Wives.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Exactly. Oh, and I always say that some of the best things that have ever happened for me have been from taking those risks. Like that Nerdtacular that I went to, I knew some people in chat rooms, but I didn't really know anyone. I flew across the country by myself and I was going to stay in my room. And I tweeted out, you know, that because I'm an ambivert. I like to say that. I'm like, I'm introverted and I need to be, you know, by myself sometimes, but I do need to be around people. And when I get to know people, I'm like the loudest, most annoying person ever. But, and somebody actually tweeted back to me, and that's my friend Jay. And he was like, come join us. We're your people. And that's what, you know, Frog Pants people are to me. Like, they're just welcoming and warm and just like the most generous, kind yep. people.
That's it's a great community that Scott and everybody has fostered. And,
yeah.
You know, what I like to end the interview on is a simple yet profound question. What was the biggest surprise for you coming out of this competition?
You mean like personally or like generally? Yeah. With the okay.
Well, or whatever is most profound to you.
Well, I mean, like everything was good. Like I love Nicole and her, what she said to me was great. And I love Jury. Like I love people being critical of my stuff. I'm a weirdo. But having Scott say like some of the good stuff that he did about me. Cause like, you know, he always says I'm a nice kid and all that kind of stuff. But it's Scott Johnson. Come on. Like, if he says something positive about you, it's just.
It's special. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. I think that that's one of the coolest things. I'm in a similar boat where I've looked up at all these people as, you know, people that I've always wanted to work with as far as podcasting goes. And to have opportunities to hear feedback from every single one of them is like, that's kind of a dream come true in a lot of cases. So I totally relate to you on that. Well, Monica, thank you for sharing a little bit more about you. I'm glad that the listeners are able to hear more about you. And where can they find you?
Oh, if you want to reach me, I would be streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/wickedkitten13. Or you can follow me on Twitter at wickedkitten13 and find out where I'll be guesting next or what I'm doing or yeah, what I had for lunch.
All right. Or what you had for lunch. That's what everybody's wondering. People ask me that all the time. So, no, it's been awesome having you on the show. And stay in touch. And guys, look out. Monica's going to take over the world one day. You guys will see. All right, Monica, say goodbye to everybody at home.
Goodbye to everybody at home.
Thanks again to Monica for being our guest. Thanks for sharing some of the ways that you are trying to overcome your anxiety around public speaking. It's very inspirational. And like I said, you're going to go places, so can't wait to see what you do. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu, filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.